Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Emmanuel.
I'm Oluwani Femi.
I'm Chingozmi.
And I'm Bolu.
Yeah, so how was our weekend? Hope we had a splendid, awesome weekend.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Not too long.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Don't save time.
Okay, we are Tech Point African Blockchain Summit was last weekend, and that was my weekend. It was splendid.
It was
they said I should not talk too much, so let me leave it there.
Okay, yeah. So if you were not at Tab Summit and you couldn't follow us online, you missed a lot. You can still watch a replay of this main sessions on YouTube.
Yep.
But it was quite an interesting one, and there were some interesting talking points from that event. But we're not going to go into that now. You have to stay to at least the middle of this podcast to hear some of the tidbits from that event. But before going on, we have an update from last week. Last week we ranted about AutoCheck and their business model, and based off a survey from TechNest saying these guys make up to 150% interest on cars compared to what you would normally get it if you walk up to a shop in the streets of Lagos or in the streets of Nigeria. And we began to interrogate the whole concept of buy now, pay later, especially for cars. There's a huge market there. But yeah, after listening to our podcast, AutoCheck decided that no, we can't let this slide. They reached out to us and said, you guys should come and listen to, let's come and talk together. So Chingozirim actually had to talk to them. I hope they didn't bite your ear off.
No, they actually very... Just an interesting conversation.
Okay.
But the major takeaway is that buy now, pay later for cars is not exactly for everybody right now. So we actually said that it's the rates that we're offering were kind of high for the average Nigerian. But and it's true, it's high. But one of the things that I spoke to the CFO, AutoCheck CFO, GD, and one of the things he mentioned is that what they are doing now enables people's lifestyles. So, for example, if you wanted to actually buy a car that's worth 5 million naira, with AutoCheck's car financing, you don't have to wait until you have 5 million naira. So maybe you just have 2 million naira. You can now go ahead, I think you need to pay 30% upfront, and then you get a car financing loan that covers the rest. So you, if 2 million naira is what you have, but you really want to get a car for 5 million naira, you can now pay 2 million naira, get your car, get home, and then you pay, you choose a financing option that suits you. So one of the things that we had, that we talked about, was how did they arrive at this price. We talked about the fact that their cars are usually higher, the costs are like higher than what you get, especially online, and it's still higher. I did a little more research comparing Instagram and Twitter vendors, their prices with what they have, and it's still higher. But they explained how he explained how they arrive at that price, and it actually makes sense. So he talked about some of the things that they consider when they're arriving at prices. So let's hear him.
Understand that our business model is a marketplace. So by marketplace, it means typically replicating what you would see physically, where the inventory that you see on the website are not ours. They are for dealers. And the dealers would lease their vehicle on the platform. So to just walk you through. So typically the process is we onboard the dealers. The dealers, all the inventory that you see on the website go through an inspection process, so which is essentially solving the transparency issue.
So from what you just mentioned, they have like a process that they use to
Okay.
So before you even upload any car on the platform, they have to do a lot of checks. So first of all, they're checking the roadworthiness of the vehicle. Does it have any defects? So these are things that your mechanic or maybe a trusted friend or just anybody would have had to do for you previously. But now AutoCheck does that. They take on that responsibility, they check it out, and then they put it up on the platform. So if you walk around Lagos, you're going to see a lot of AutoCheck signages. So they're actually working with a lot of dealers. So what I'm just thinking about is, okay, these dealers put up cars online for a specific price and then go on AutoCheck and they put a significantly higher cost. So the way platforms like AutoCheck make money is that they charge a percentage from the car dealers to facilitate this transaction. So perhaps this is the reason their cars are more costly than you would ordinarily get, because if I walk into a dealer's shop, then he doesn't have to pay anybody for bringing me there. You know, except someone did, he doesn't have to pay anybody. But now, since AutoCheck is basically a marketplace, and the way the marketplace model works is they take a commission for bringing you. So I think that explains that. But something else he talked about is the interest rate, which was something we were...
I was going there.
Yes.
That was this one you are saying. I say like, tell us about the interest rate.
Okay, so the interest rate is probably what you will be concerned about. But first of all, quick disclaimer, AutoCheck says when they started out, a lot of the interest rates of available on the platform was like 25%. But it has come down to about 18 to 20%. You will still get that 25%, but most of them are around the 20% mark. And the reason you have this is they are not exactly the ones financing these cars. They work with partners. So when you check the website and you try to, or the app, and you try to like get car financing, you see that they are talking, like they show you the partners they have, financial partners. So they're basically partnering with other financial institutions, banks, probably some fintechs, I'm not sure.
So it's out of their hands.
Yes, in a way, it is out of their hands. So what happens is, yes, they're providing a marketplace on one hand, but they're also providing a marketplace of car insurance. So car already, you probably know that some banks are already offering car financing options. So this is what they're doing. They're bringing all the car financing options to you on their platform, and then you now choose
which one works for
so
you.
So we should blame the banks and financiers.
Yes, but something you said is interesting, and I think it's something we should also consider. Banks and any financial institution, they set interest rates based on the business reality. So last week we were talking about interest rate in places like America, 3% to 8%. Mm-hmm. Makes sense, because you're not spending most of your money buying diesel as a banker.
Yeah.
But here in Nigeria, you're doing that. And so they have to transfer that cost to you. It's standard practice anywhere in the world. So based on that, that's the reason why, for example, you get a better interest rate on PiggyVest than you will get from your commercial bank, say GT Bank or whoever. So that's the reason why their interest rates are higher. And something occurred to me while I was listening to him. Perhaps considering as fintech startups run an asset-like model, probably if they get into the market, we might have lower interest rates. I don't know. That could be one of the things that helps to bring that down.
That's a valid point, but a counterpoint would be, okay, in the case of PiggyVest, PiggyVest has higher interest rates. They give you a higher interest rate, right, than your commercial banks. But on the flip side, when it comes to lending tech companies, like who call them lending tech or digital lending companies like Fair Money and Carbon, they have higher interest rates
than banks.
When it comes to giving out loans, like when you want to repay the loans, you have to pay more than you would normally pay for, say, QuickBox of Access Bank or GT Bank's credit feature. So GT Bank, the last time I checked, has like the lowest interest rate for any lending provider.
Okay,
so yeah, where is that cost being passed to? Okay, so that's this I like that. I actually need to appreciate the AutoCheck team for reaching out and actually clarifying this point, because car financing is a very, very huge market. Very, very huge. There's a lot of potential.
The used car market in particular.
Yeah, used car market. So, but that's a whole lot. And I think this conversation is a lot more sane than the one we had last week. We're just giving basketball's ball. Yeah, this... And so it's very interesting. But moving on from that, we should also think about our blockchain summit, which happened over the weekend. Like I, like Nifemi was saying, not me.
Yeah.
It was a whole lot. But key point we want to actually address, you can find the videos online if you want to check it out, is the SEC regulations. Last week, Bolu held out on us when he talked about the SEC regulations, when we discovered that a Nigerian crypto exchange CEO cannot stay more than 10 years in office. I mean, it has turned to a political seat. How yes. manage?
All right. So, like Emmanuel just said, I left out some really interesting details from SEC's.
We should apologize.
I'm really sorry about
better.
It.
Better.
All right. So, SEC made some very interesting rules over the weekend before last weekend. And I left out some things when I discussed them, and some of those things were actually discussed at our TechPoint Africa Blockchain Summit in the panel session that Emmanuel held, which is Web3 and Regulation, finding the meeting point. So one of those interesting things is so one of those interesting things is the amount of paid-up capital. One, that's one of those amount of paid-up capital that crypto exchanges actually need to have in order to be registered, which is 500 million naira. That's very steep when you think about it. And then there's also the issue of crypto exchange CEOs not being able to stay for more than 10 years as CEO in any exchange.
So what? Yes. It sounds funny. Sounds strange, or is it not? Why?
It does.
What's
it
the
does,
rationale
actually.
Behind that?
When you think about it, the model really does resemble the same model that we have in the Nigerian Stock Exchange. So you notice that in the Nigerian Stock Exchange, CEOs don't stay above a particular time limit. There's like a time limit which they can stay. But when you think about it, it's much more different. We have several crypto exchanges, right? Mm-hmm. Crypto, they are startups, they are companies. It's not just one Nigerian stock exchange. So are you now telling me that once I start my company,
become a serial entrepreneur. They are forcing you to become one. You launch a crypto exchange.
Not everybody wants to be a serial entrepreneur. If I find that one and he's doing well and I'm making money, please.
Be a proud father and leave. And let your chicks out to fly.
It's not come on. It's not a democratic government. Please.
If they do that, I think they have a reason. So why do they do that? That's one of the questions that I have. Like, why are they putting that?
Okay, so we could not reach the SEC like we wanted them to. We actually wanted them to come for the event, but unfortunately, they did not come. But the panelists we had actually had some things to say about a lot of the things the SEC said. And one of them is Chimezie Chuta, the founder of Blockchain Nigeria User Group. I think we should listen to what he had to say. Okay.
They have not looked at the broader perspective and thought of how they can encourage local innovation, because directly the amounts of money that have been stipulated for exchange operators directly excludes local participants who may not be able to come up with that amount of money. Okay, and of course, in our effort to help them, when we got those drafts, we made inputs and we made suggestions that, of course, they ignored.
All right, so
they ignored.
Yes, while it might seem like Chimezie is throwing the SEC under the bus, Senator Ihenye actually had something different to say about the SEC's rules. Let's listen to Senator.
It's pretty progressive. Let's not forget that before now, there has been no official recognition of virtual asset service providers in this country. Not a single entity of the government has taken a step, such as the step taken by the SEC, to say that we now officially recognize a sector called the virtual asset service.
Okay, so what Senator was trying, the point he was trying to prove is that, see, this is the first time we're actually seeing something like this being created.
So he's trying to say, appreciate what you have now, so we can go ahead from here.
Exactly.
Okay, so where we are starting from is, okay, a Nigerian regulatory agency has recognized
us. Exactly.
why am I even saying us? I've recognized the three community in Nigeria, right?
Oh, so you are part of us. Why do this? Yes, and I think it's really important. And like I said last week, this, when you look at that, the rules that they issued, you see a level of understanding of the crypto market, of Web3, of this space that we've not seen, that we've never seen in the country. You know, we've never seen a move like that from anyone in the regulatory space. And I think we should appreciate that. And we don't have time to play more comments from other panelists, but you know, this is the first draft. We'll see things get better, and this is actually quite commendable, though there are some drawbacks. There are some things they left out, like Jimmy Zay said, they didn't look at the bigger picture. But I'm sure that this is just a sign that better things are to come, and I'm sure that by the time the SEC will be issuing probably other regulations and other rules, we'll actually see something better.
Okay, yeah, like Bolu said, this is just the starting point, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the panel session was a whole lot more. Like it was loaded. We didn't even bring in the clips from Buki Ogunsaki and Yomi Biloomo of Naira X, the head of the growth of Naira X, and they actually brought a whole balance take to the whole crypto and Web3 space as we know it, including NFT. So if you are listening to this, just head over to our YouTube channel to watch the entire session. And of course, you also find the hackathon session there. But yeah, that's if you can't see some of the other sessions we advertise online, that's because we reserved it for people who actually came physically. And so next time, pay for events. Okay. So, yeah, that was an interesting one. And this is just the beginning for Web3. Let's not forget. But talking about regulations and the beginning of new beginnings, I saw something just now, and it's saying the Nigerian government wants to introduce a tax for healthcare.
Okay.
So let me explain. Let me explain.
Okay.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, everybody. Anime, calm down now. Okay. So, yes. Yes. The Nigerian government wants to introduce a 9% tax on all your phone calls, to be able to fund healthcare for the less privileged, for the vulnerable, the pregnant woman, the children below the age of 5. And apparently, this would amount to about 90 billion naira annually.
Jesus.
90 billion naira annually.
I don't want to be...
Can I talk now?
Wait.
Let me just... I don't know what to call it now, but the first thing that came to my mind was waiting concern. I know it's for a good cause, but I don't know. I don't trust the Nigerian government.
So this is a law, right? This is a law. Wait now. People should calm down. See the way your bodies are hot. This is a new law that the Nigerian government is trying to pass into law. Sorry, Onome, I'm sorry. The new law is stated in the new National Health Insurance Authority Bill 2021, which was signed by President Muhammadu Buhari last week.
Okay.
So, as this was signed, it would mean that 11 kobo per second, which is the average call, would be adding 9% tax to it. Mm-hmm. Then every resident in Nigeria would be mandated to get health care insurance.
Yes.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah, you guys fire on.
I'm starting to see...
Okay, you have mic, sorry. She's our producer, you keep hearing me mention on the mic. So, Nifemi.
Okay, what I want to say now is... Okay, two questions.
Okay.
I like this course that they are trying to pursue with this new development. Else for the vulnerable. But I'm wondering, the existing tax... Income tax,
personal income tax, then.
Tax that you pay on the goods you buy.
Yes,
all those ones. Mm-hmm. Where does it go to? What do they use it for?
For the provision of goods and services.
Good question.
One, two. Why the focus on telecommunication? Don't forget that this telecommunication have been affected by the increased VAT.
In VAT, yes.
Yes. They are also, it's one of the services provided, so they've been already affected by that increment in tax. Why the focus on telecommunication? Those are my questions.
So
still doesn't mean that when you get answers to that question.
Okay.
Because okay, think of it. Let's talk about NHIS, National Health Insurance Scheme. The very vivid memory I have of it was my parents using it. Good for me then. I don't think I was the only child of my parent that was less than 18 years, because it's for people less than 18 and for people older than 50, I guess. I don't know if I'm right with that, but my parents were the ones that really used NHIS, and there were issues they faced, to the extent that if you enter a hospital today with another insurance scheme, health insurance scheme, like a private HMO, they will put you in the same box with NHIS and treat you as if you came with NHIS, by not giving you the right treatment you're supposed to get, so by not offering you the right drugs that you're supposed to get, because they keep get old. Like somebody will come and get service in your hospital under NHIS and they don't get paid. That is the kind of precedence that NHIS has laid down. Now, you are not saying you want extra tax to cover this loophole that you are the one that created it. How do you want us to trust you with that?
So right. they are not asking you to trust them. They're just telling you, it's not to be asking for your people, first of all.
Ouch.
But let's start with the focus on health and the focus on telecommunications.
Okay.
So healthcare is, they say health is wealth, right? And that's the truth. And I think if I was going to tax anybody in Nigeria and I'm looking for two places to direct that tax to, it would be education, healthcare, because we don't have health insurance. I think about, generally we don't have insurance, but health insurance is very low. So that means that infant mortality, for example, is going to keep on going higher. Maternal mortality is also going to keep on going higher. People are going to be dying because of easily preventable diseases, because the truth is healthcare is not the major, it's not really the big sicknesses that kill people, funny enough. It's not even cancer that kills people the most. It's malaria, HIV and AIDS. So if we can provide you insurance to cover stuff like this, then we can reduce death rates from some of these illnesses. But I think why telecommunications? Okay, you saw over the weekend that MTN is now worth more than almost all the banks, have you? Something like that.
Yep.
So it's one of the most valuable companies in the country. That also shows you that the industry itself is making a whole lot of money.
Well, yes.
So you guys, to whom much is given, much is expected.
Okay,
so it is not from the telecommunication companies.
Yeah, exactly. MTN is making a lot of money. Yeah. They're the most valuable company. They're one of the most valuable companies in Nigeria, right? Are they taking the tax from MTN?
No.
It's not directly from
Nigerians.
MTN. It's from Nigerians. Yeah, so
and it's not.
Saying,
it's even from the vulnerable Nigerians that they want to take care of.
They're not really taking it from vulnerable Nigerians. It's from everybody.
If you look at telecommunication revenue, it comes mainly from voice calls.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So now, everybody make calls. Even if you are with a low-end phone, you make calls.
Yeah.
So they are taking the tax, also taking the tax from the vulnerable, the less privileged. So what are we talking about here?
Are you saying we shouldn't tax the vulnerable and less privileged?
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm talking about what you are taxing already. What are you using it for?
So that argument is valid. What are you doing with what you're taking? But we cannot also say, okay, no, but the government should not increase tax bracket simply because they are not doing anything. Because this is 2022, right? We're in Nigeria. Next year is an election year. Try and hold out hope that a new administration might prioritize that particular sector. Now, if they come and they don't have this structure set up, they probably have to look for a way to make money. Because the truth is, first of all, Nigeria doesn't make as much money as we need, which means any avenue to make more money.
Okay, that takes us to our last week discussion
about
Nigeria is also facing the same thing that every other economy is facing, right? They are looking for more money, right? Which was what NCC's leaked letter to telecommunication companies, which we discussed last week too. Yeah. It seems like, I'm just wondering, if this wasn't targeted at telecommunication, what other industry could they have looked to get money?
I won't be giving Nigerian government ideas so that somebody from that industry will not come and drag me.
No, because I'm just wondering, just when you make do with what you have and people can trust you, like, even if you not come with the excuse that what you have is not enough, or we've borrowed money and we are in debt for till the fourth generation, and then you now tell us that we need more tax to offset some of these our expenses, we understand, but what we are paying already, what are you using for? We can't even see good roads.
Yeah.
We can't see electricity.
Valid arguments, but it still doesn't stop the fact that we need to generate more income.
Also, is it because
are you working with the government?
No, so
I'm leaving you guys to just trash it up.
Is it because
are they promising you
an appointment?
I have one counter question for you, Nifemi.
Okay,
is it because the ones they are collecting already is not enough that we are not seeing anything?
That's what I'm trying to say. You can't. They can't even account.
You're saying we can't account, but is it that we are not collecting enough? That's why you're not seeing.
So yes, we discussed before that there are loopholes in tax collection in Nigeria.
Yes.
We understand that when you talk about the ratio of GDP to tax collected in Nigeria, it is very low.
Yeah,
right. We understand that fact. But what you should be working towards is bridging that gap. What is causing the loophole between you collecting tax and between the number of your citizens and the number of people that have money in the country to give?
Okay.
You have to bridge that gap, not looking for more avenues to collect the money that we keep entering the ground.
All of this can be done at the same time. There's nobody that is saying...
Did they tell you they have plans for it?
If you want to bridge that gap, so I will come and tell you, oh, I have plans to plug... Like, it doesn't make any sense for them to spell out everything. The reason they're telling you this is, okay, calls are about to get marginally costlier. That's why we are telling you.
You say marginally.
Yes.
That 9% on every call.
Okay, do the math.
No, somebody have done the math for, they said in a year.
Yes.
How much would be generated?
No, I'm talking about you yourself. Like, how much, like, yes, it's more money, right? So, I'm paying 10 naira for a service. Someone says 9 naira extra, right? Sorry, 9% extra. That's
0.9.
Think about it. It's a very marginal increase.
Yeah, I think.
So that means on every 10 naira you spend making calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just an extra. It's not even up to 1 naira. Think about it.
Okay.
If the execution for the NHIS program is actually perfect, think about what $90 billion naira could
do. I'm not against the cost.
So this
once
is not
again.
NHIS.
I am not against the cost.
No, like it's... So it's for what you call it again?
For health
insurance.
Healthcare.
Right. So if it's for health insurance, think about what you could do for health insurance in Nigeria.
Okay. So
yes, there are possibilities, but I like the cost. Health is wealth. I know what I've enjoyed with health insurance with my my current workplace.
I actually have a totally different experience of NHIS.
Oh, you so did? You enjoyed NHIS?
It wasn't directly like they told me to get registered university, but I don't fall sick frequently, so I was like, what's the use? But everybody that, most of the people in my school who went there, a lot of them were able, so yes, the quality of service wasn't like 100%, but a lot of them could have had, they would have paid significantly higher if they did not have NHIS.
Yeah,
insurance.
I get, I understand. I've enjoyed health insurance, not NHIS by the way, because by the time I was 18, I wasn't falling sick, but my parents enjoyed it. I understand the facts.
Yeah.
But I just want to be assured. I just want to be assured that this $90 million, right? Or 90 million naira.
Billion naira.
Billion.
Okay, 90 billion naira would go.
Okay,
we'll go into wealth.
I can't give you the assurance, but one thing.
I just need the assurance. That's the only thing.
So,
I don't have any.
I'll not even call again.
Okay.
I'm not
even calling. WhatsApp call.
Yes. WhatsApp call.
Okay, so, but the reality is no one can actually guarantee that this money will be used for the right means, right?
Yeah.
But I'm wondering why they decided to go through the telecommunications route. Probably that's because it's the lowest hanging fruit. I mean, the UK has a national health insurance scheme.
Yeah.
And everyone above 16 and earning a certain amount of money, £190 a week, you are supposed to be paying a fee for health insurance.
Yeah.
So it helps provide health services, a national health insurance for everybody. And according to what I saw, is the second largest source of tax revenue for the UK government.
Mm-hmm.
That's health insurance. So we have income tax, that is personal income and corporate income. Yeah. And we have the national insurance scheme. Then we also have VAT.
Okay.
Those are the three major sources of tax revenue for the UK government. Now, we already have VAT, which they're already charging us from telecom services.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the income tax, the personal tax, and all of that. So why not just introduce that for people above a certain earning bracket, right?
Mm.
Why just do it? But I guess it's not much money. But when you think about it,
cumulative.
The trust issue is there.
It is.
Yeah.
You have to be very, very tactical about stuff like this. But I think we should come back to this. We should do part two because we have almost used up the whole time. Nifemi and Tingo Zero.
I'm not sorry.
Okay, so yeah, Onome has already given me signals that we should end this. So we're ending it here. And let's know what you think about AutoCheck and your business model. You think it's something that will be useful for you or someone you care about? And the sex regulations, are you trying to build something in Web3 and you don't know what to or what next? Please check out what we talked about. Tell us what you think. Check out our YouTube video. And of course, the tax on telecommunication services for healthcare.
Yeah.
That's like the strangest. I mean, that's the strangest of all the stories we talked about today. And yeah, it's a whole lot. Don't forget our hashtag, the hashtag TechPointAfrica podcast. And you can email us with the email podcast@techpoint.africa. And if you're listening to us for the first time or you've not been sharing our podcast to people so that they can hear. Bolu, you want to give it a go? Where can listeners get podcasts?
Okay, you can find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Please, Nifemi, do the honors.
Stitcher, Spotify, IAS Radio, and Podcast Addict, and anywhere else you find your podcast.
Anywhere else you find your podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.